Chris Mershrod was among the hostages released by the rebels on Sunday night. He works for PACT, a foundation that helps groups promote health and agriculture and small businesses in developing countries. Mr. Mershrod had heard about the rebels and their group, the MRTA, but they were far from his thoughts last Tuesday when he was attending the party at the Japanese ambassador's residence.
It was a very nice party. Beautiful decorations. Here in Lima, the climate is quite benign, and so it was quite bright and cheerful. And, of course, the moon is getting fuller and fuller by the day, and that always makes it more cheerful also.
When was your first hint that there would be trouble?
When it happened.
What happened?
It was a sharp explosion, and I thought it was a bomb outside of the compound. And then the people from the MRTA came in, shooting in the air, and just asked everybody to get down, which we did.
And did you know who they were?
No. At first, we were all quite puzzled. And then after we could really see their masks, then we knew who they were.
And were you aware of their demands right away?
No. This came out later on.
So in the beginning, you had no idea what you were in for or up against?
No. None whatsoever.
When did the term hostage first come into your mind?
Well, that's an interesting question because I was there with my wife, and then the ladies were allowed to leave. And then it really settled in that we were indeed hostages.
Now, you were able to talk with the other people who were there, right?
Oh, yes.
Were you held in a particular place? How did that work?
Well, people were just separated into different rooms, but I'd rather not go into that.
I understand there are many things about what happened inside that you can't talk about because many people remain. As the days went on, what did you start to think was going to happen? Did you have any idea that you might be freed?
In my personal case, being a non-important person, I didn't think that I was of consequence, but we were prepared to be there for weeks and months.
When the word came that you would be released, along with the more than 200 others, how did that happen? How did you find out?
Oh, well, it was just announced, and that was that.
Who actually told you?
Well, actually, I was far from where the messages came in and were announced, so it was just passed down the line.
Yeah.
From people.
Do you have any idea how it was that the list was put together?
No. No.
They had your name on a list?
Yes, we did lists every day of who we were there, who we were, what we did, and our age.
Oh, I see. So you put together sort of a roll call roster.
Yes.
Yeah. It must be a difficult situation in your mind leaving other hostages behind.
Well, it always is, because you wonder for them and you worry for them.
What do you think is going to happen now inside that embassy with regard to the rebels?
I think it's a matter of patience. And I just have a feeling and hopes that everything will be resolved peacefully.
Chris Mershrod was one of the 225 hostages released on Sunday by Peruvian rebels. He talked with us from his home in Lima.